Hey everybody, what's going on? This is your boy Pablo, aka Grandma's favorite grandson, aka the bearded wonder, aka the pod boss.
She looks so awkward. Look at her.
She's been here before. I don't know why she's awkward, but man of a thousand names, Mr. Moore, aka's in HBCU, pinkies up, and we are here with another episode. I can't say the number of the episode for particular reasons this week, but we're here with another episode. Road to 100 is on the way, and yeah, Toxicology Report, we are here. And as always, my man, my mellow, since he didn't interrupt me this week, I can say that. Sir, introduce yourself.
It's your boy Best Friend, a.k.a. The Colonizer, a.k.a. The Great White Hype, a.k.a. White Meat. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
She's the first person to react that way. That's crazy. Okay.
I mean, you got to laugh at that. I mean, what kind of person makes a mad face at that?
Yeah, right. A lot of people. A lot of people did.
This ain't fun.
Really?
Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. And as you can see, we have another guest. A wonderful guest. I like to call her my friend now.
You got friends?
I do. I'm growing up now, man. I got friends.
It's always the grown up thing to do.
You know, ma'am, introduce yourself, please.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kelly, a.k.a. Kels, a.k.a. Special Kel on IG, a.k.a. Kel's Kitchen, b.k.a. The Chicken Salad Lady.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeed.
White meat too. See, oh, white meat. Not that cane.
It's good for your mouth.
See, now, don't ruin the chicken salad.
Has anybody complained about your chicken salad?
No, it's like the greatest chicken salad on earth.
Which means white meat's good for your mouth.
Oh my God. It's
tender. Goes down smooth.
I never quite thought about it that way, but.
Kel, don't do that. Kel, don't do that.
I'm going to start calling her Special K. Special Kel, Special K.
Lord have mercy.
You know, when I was doing my IG, I wanted to put that, you know, like the cereal. Mm-hmm. But of course, 2,000 people probably like already had it.
Yeah, it's a rapper. It's a whole bunch of people that got that right now.
So. Yeah, I like Special Kel though.
So, Kels.
What's up?
How you been?
Man, I've been doing good. I can't complain. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And that says a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm feeling real good about 24.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
You all busy.
I am busy. You know, my goal this year is to do big gigs. So that's kind of what.
So you're not doing our live show then, right?
Yeah.
She's in
house. I won't forget about the little people site. No.
Bruh, I asked her in December.
And she said,
she said, I'm booked.
I am.
That's because that white meat. That's what it's good for you.
The white meat get you booked.
I think he's on to something.
There you go. That's your new egg. The white meat keeps you booked.
They're going to hate me for that. You're going to make them hate me for that.
Hey. Remember that Coke was addictive because they used to put that. Yeah, she put that special ingredient in the white meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we have a warm-up question that we ask all our guests.
Okay.
I don't know which one I want to ask you.
Oh, so they're multiple.
Yeah, because some people come back. We have...
Y'all have a multiple choice?
So do you have a friend, a man friend, or a spouse or partner or anything like that?
You name like 50 things, and no, I don't have any of
I'm
those.
I'm just asking. It's 2024.
No, it's all 50.
I want to be inclusive to whatever.
You ain't say lady friend.
I said partner. Oh,
okay.
Spouse.
Okay.
Partner. Covered that. I learned that in 23.
Because one of our questions is about a partner.
It is.
Spouse. So I don't. You know, I don't at the time, you know.
Uh-oh. So fellas, she can cook.
Especially if you're white.
She can sing. Fellas.
I'll wash the chicken for you.
So you've been with a white man before?
No, but I wouldn't.
Oh, wow. You saw how she said
she
that?
Like, no.
Well, was that going to like ease up on it? No, I'm not. It's not anything I'm not ashamed of, but it's not anything that I'm, you know, partial to. You know, I feel like I'm a person that'll try anything once, and I hate to like say it like that.
Except
but
white meat.
Like that.
She ain't gonna try the white meat. So.
I'm gonna try
the
meat
problem
once.
With that is you can't say that because white meat is basically controlling her life.
Yeah, kind of.
Not control,
but hey.
It's making it a little bit better.
It's, right? You know, capitalize on a few things.
She,
sure.
She capitalizing on the white meat.
Hey. Can't knock the hustle.
You know, I'll try anything once. So you know, you don't know until you know, right? So I really can't say anything about
okay.
that. I always feel crazy when I'm when I'm being asked about topics I don't know about, I'm not well read on that. So sometimes I feel like I got to try it out so I can have an opinion.
Mm. Okay. So the thing with that is, though, it's all fun and games until that white boy got you tied up in a sex swing and you're like, how'd I get here?
Listen, ain't no Deborah Cox over here. I won't be asking how did I get here.
Hey, she's just going to go with it.
I must have been supposed to have been there.
Exactly. See?
Everything I'll be okay with that. Now.
See? I'm looking at my friends totally different. Every time they get around you, all my friends say something I've never heard before. That's fine.
George.
So.
I'm telling the truth.
I understand and I appreciate it. So the question, since he alluded to that one.
Yes, back to the question.
If you and your partner, mm-hmm. okay, whoever that may be, were out and about celebrating a victory, whatever, they get a little, little tipsy, little alcohol starts winning, mm-hmm. they start running their mouth, they get knocked out in front of you. Yeah, she's straight from Baltimore, so I want to hear this answer right here.
At this point, that's just basically like, man, I don't know if I can be with him.
That's a tough one.
Okay.
I've had people actually experience things similar, and they stayed. Mm-hmm. I just know for me, I don't know how comfortable I would be, how safe and secure I would feel.
Gotcha.
As a young lady.
Okay.
Out with my man, because that's what I look to my man for. Bye. Yeah, I might help. You feel me? I might hold 2 feet on it. You feel me on the end, but... That's tough.
Okay.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I'd forever look at you differently.
Nice.
Honesty.
We love that
for
here.
Real. I'd forever, if I stay, oh, he's a good guy. You know, he's my friends, my family like him. The sex is good, blah, blah, blah. But I'm always, and you can't do anything. Like, you can't cheat. You can't nothing.
Wow.
Like, you gonna always play the... You're the dude that got knocked out.
Mm. But to be fair, look, Mike Tyson's been knocked out before, and if you dated him, you feel safe.
He gotta knock somebody out.
Okay,
in return.
So
he gotta make it even.
Yeah,
okay.
Even it out.
He gotta even it out.
So if he never knocks somebody out, you be like,
Because now he gonna have to pick a fight on the strip or something. Like, he's gonna have to pick a fight.
You can't even go to the mom like, man, I'm gonna get my man after you. You're like, come on.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, okay. Please don't watch me walk past. Yep.
You be like, babe, you see him look at me? Nah, I ain't see it.
I ain't see nothing.
And I don't like that feeling.
Right.
I think one of the main feelings we want to feel as women with our mate, spouse, boyfriend, whatever.
Partner.
We want to feel partner.
Yeah, because them partners be knocking people out.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, them partners.
The partner might grab something on the side.
You know what I'm saying?
And knock them in the head with it because they don't play about their partner.
Exactly.
But that's one of the main, you want to feel safe, you want to feel secure, you want to feel confident. And I would just hate, like, no, babe, chill, don't say nothing to them. I don't want to feel like that because I can get a little mouthy. Myself.
Really?
We find out. I'm going to have my brass knuckles so I can have a chance.
So she's causing the fight. Ain't got nobody backing up.
Nobody going to finish it. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So then you're going to sleep with your man's friend because he got more balls than your man.
If he knocks somebody out.
And then your man ain't going to do shit about it.
Not while I'm still with
him. He going to walk in and be like, oh, damn, wrong room.
Not while I'm still with him.
Or he knocks him out. Like, you know what? He can't even protect you. Go ahead. Go ahead and leave him alone.
I just don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I knew that answer. I was.
How you know?
Oh, I know. I know that answer.
Yeah, you bought the Baltimore straight out of me. Feel me? I ain't gonna be able to do it.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Put some chicken salad on his eye.
Yep.
Like, take the storm down.
Yeah. He might get the can. He get Lunchables, man. Go fight for your food, boy.
Oh, man.
It's like, no, I'm joking.
So, Kel's Kitchen, all that good stuff. What made you go into, making Kel's Kitchen?
Reality.
Know, exactly. Because, I know at first it was just, you whipping it up and the friends was like, oh, this shit was dope. But how do you?
Honestly... some things are just meant to be, right? And I just feel like Kel's Kitchen kind of fell in my lap. And I was kind of like pulling from it, for a while. And it just started happening. And then, once it was on my lap, it was like, all right, I guess I got to do this. I got to do that. But I had to start taking it seriously because it was taking me seriously.
Right.
You know, and how dare... this business be taking me seriously and I'm not taking it seriously. So that was a lot of, you know, ruffles of feathers. But yeah, it just started happening. I kind of just feel like I fell into it. I know that's probably not the ideal answer, but that's the truthful answer.
Hey, that's how it works.
And I realized that this is something that I need to be doing. You know, sometimes we think of hustle, stuff we do on the side. We use that on the side. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kel's Kitchen was like, no, baby, I'm supposed to be like kind of in the forefront. Now, the gag of that is deciding how far I want to go because I like my 9 to 5.
Again, back to the consumer.
Yeah. And what do we? And also back to feeling safe and secure.
Yeah.
My 9 to 5 makes me feel that way, right? And you know, you have to put a lot of trust into your business to say I'm gonna do this full time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like nothing else.
So I got a question for you. Would you let a white man lick your spoon?
What the? Why wouldn't I?
All right, that's all.
Is he paying?
Ooh. It depends on who he is.
Oh, okay. Because we don't spoon feed around here. Oh,
so there's no free licks?
No. You knew that, though. Before you asked me, you just wanted to ask me on camera. I'd like to think of myself where I could walk in a room and you know the answer to that question.
110%.
Without asking me, right?
You got that presence.
But I don't mind. Yeah, I'd like to... I pride myself on that presence, but I mean, I wouldn't be mad if you asking the question. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as you wouldn't be mad at me answering honestly.
Yeah.
And
you gotta keep it a step.
Yeah, yeah. And people. She for real.
I shot people all the time.
She legit, people. Because she did the food for our last live show. It wasn't no food left.
We too small for her now.
Yeah.
No, oh. Nothing's too small.
She ain't even booked up. She just, nah.
But nah, the food was gone. Like, she had to hide a plate for me.
Because
you didn't eat.
Y'all already see something real slick. Y'all really going to be like, oh my goodness. Yeah. She is really doing it. Watch.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to make moves silently, you know. And I haven't posted a lot of content recently. So I know people probably like, are you still doing it? Yes, I am. You know, I'm working on some things. You know, sometimes you got to pop out, though.
Oh, yeah. All right. Of course.
Pop out for the spring. Like, oh, okay. I didn't know you was here. It wasn't for you to know, but I am.
Yeah, the last time I had to come get my chicken salad, it was a line out the door. She's like, you don't come in the house? I was like, it's a line. She said, cook come in the house. I'm like, oh, okay.
They looking at him like, who the hell is this dude? I've been out here for 48 minutes, and this dude just walked up in there like he owns the place.
I pre-ordered.
Right? Yeah.
No.
Just walking there like DoorDash.
Yeah. That's when you realize that you got something special, right? And you start thinking about bricks and water and, you know, thinking about heaven. Because oftentimes when I'm selling dinners, it's like my house is kind of like a little social. You know, I got that dining room, a little area. Everybody chilling. Hey, what you been up to? You know, I want a Coca-Cola.
I told you, brick and mortar coming. I told you that a long time ago.
Yeah, you and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times... Our desires or our dreams, like we gotta people to tell you, but you gotta believe it yourself.
You gotta bring it in.
That's what makes the difference. I think back to the question you initially asked me. I feel like that's what made the difference. I had to believe it myself because every time I was like, I'm just selling dinners. You know, everybody sell dinners. You know, since the pandemic and no, it started to be like, oh, I want you to do my birthday party. I want you to do my event.
So you don't you have any cats?
Actually, I had a cat for about 6 years. She ran away. In December.
Too many people in the house.
Yeah, she's like, fuck
you
this.
Think so?
Yeah. Fuck this. Cats don't like all them people around them.
One of the people stole the cat.
I think somebody I ain't gonna say cat. One of those people, but I really think somebody stole my cat because just like I have a presence about me, right? And I made you look taken. She looked taken, you know. Cats can look taken. Right. Like she had a huge, you know, I got my jewelry on. She had her jewelry. She had a huge rhinestone collar.
Yeah.
Her nameplate was on it.
Now she living good some other neighborhood.
She ain't eating no white meat, though.
Nah.
She ain't eating no white meat, though.
She missing out.
Yeah.
She didn't like white meat. Actually, she was an all-black cat.
See?
Boom.
Racist.
She was all black.
Good for her to be gone.
Her name was Xena, like the princess warrior. And I really think somebody stole her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she'll come out sometime. You know, I'm a single woman, as we've already confirmed. And oftentimes, I got to hold the screen door open to bring, you know, Sam's Club, hall. You know, I'm bringing stuff in. So, she'll come out and da-da-da-da. But she'll always come back. And this time, it was like she disappeared. I'm like, what else?
Amazon driver took her.
Listen, don't start nothing because I don't know about your block, but my block.
My block treacherous.
Amazon is on that block so many times, bumping that trap music.
They actually had a big thing right with the FedEx driver kidnapped a kid. Yeah. Came to the house every day, saw the kid all the time, boom, kidnapped
the kid. I did not hear that.
You can't trust them people. Hey, now they got it. Now
not,
they got
not
it.
Them.
The, some people. The delivery people.
Some people.
Them's people.
But I mean, that's so strange. So was the child outside?
Nope. They rang the bell, knew the kid was home, went and in, took the kid.
That's crazy.
Yep. And now Amazon has a thing where like you give them the code to your garage and they can access your garage, now can access your house. So they have a thing where they can drop
it
off.
No way. I'm giving them a code.
When you ever see some of them? I know you've seen, like you said, some of them Amazon drivers when I do, look like they straight came from down Central Booking.
Yeah, I ain't trying to. Nobody.
We on work release today. You got Amazon on that
Listen,
truck.
Listen, them folks getting their hours in, okay?
When I do Uber Eats, like they give us the code to the front of the apartments.
Ain't no way in the world.
It's like, yo, this star.
Not, I don't think that's awful. Yeah. Ain't no way in the world. They don't need code to nothing.
Because they don't want the food outside. So they like hit stars.
Tell the lazy asses to come down and get it.
They bought the food to you. You can't come down to the door.
Nope.
They're lazy.
Yeah, I've been in a few apartment buildings.
Well, laziness is going to get you caught up.
Yeah. Or they'd be like, just hit the letter K. I'll buzz you in, then drop
now,
it off.
That's something different because that's still secure. If you're hitting K and I live in K, I'm giving you access from K.
Yeah, but let's say he's a crooked guy and he brings his homeboys like, look, we're going to rob this person. Mm-hmm. I deliver there all the time.
Yep.
It's an 80-year-old woman. We can just rob her. Right? That's still happens. Crazy.
I mean, it's still crazy, but I would... Me buzzing you in my secure building is different than
you give me the code to the code.
Now you have the code. That's my whole building. You're putting everybody in jeopardy. I don't like stuff like that. See, I would be that neighbor that say something.
she on the block watch. Like, hey.
I seen DoorDash ringing your food and he looked like he put our code in.
Right.
No, I'm going to get the office and change it. Yeah. You're never going to do that again.
Yep. You out of here.
And it's in the info when they order. So every time they order, every door.
No, I had to get the leasing off. They can change that. They go on a little system. I done been in plenty of leasing.
Damn, I'm dry snitching. I'm sorry, y'all.
Damn, on live too. Like, hey.
Well, I'm telling them on live. Well, I ain't in no apartment or nothing. But don't do that to my friends either.
So, okay. You are a singer. An amazing singer at that. I can say that because I've heard it firsthand. Amazing singer.
Thank you.
Have you ever tried to do anything with that? Or is this for the Lord?
I'm going to tell you, it's so crazy. You know what happens once you turn 35. You started to really realize some things. It was years before I would let people even call me a singer. And girl, you can sing. And I used to be like, you know, I always would say, oh, I sing at church. So I haven't. People tell me all the time. I meet people because I sing at a lot of funerals. Yeah. That's something I've started. I need to get a separate business call for that. I'm saying. Because you know, I was singing at a lot of funerals, you know, for church members and things like that. You know, you don't get paid at church.
Right.
And then it wasn't until somebody literally paid me when I did a funeral for them. And I was like, oh, maybe I should be getting paid. Mm-hmm. I think I had to get comfortable with like, oh, it's such and such this time.
You're mourning, but I'm making some money off of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it like that, but you also have to think of it as a business. If you've ever laid anybody to rest.
It costs,
right? And when you're going down, what bundle package you're going to get, and I hate to, you know, say it like that, but that's what it is.
Facts.
If you've ever done it, you know. Yeah. You have to let those folk know what you want included. They charge you for a musician if you don't have one. Because, you know, not everybody has the church that's affiliated with them and or their family. You got to pay for the musician.
Mm-hmm.
If you want somebody to sing, you got to pay.
Right.
Everything you got to pay for. So I had to get comfortable with saying this is my rate. But I don't know. That's something I don't know.
You ever hear a singer moan during sex? They even moan on key.
Ooh, I've heard that though.
You probably heard yourself.
I don't listen to myself.
I'm about to say I ain't hear that, but we had a karaoke, right? And it was a prize. Kelly sung. It was just no question who won. She was like, I don't want to win. She just stepped back, like, I'm just singing to be singing.
Yeah, I mean, karaoke.
It was Kelly, and then
I don't like...
Not everybody who... If you was there and you see this, you know what it was. So don't get upset. It was Kelly, and then the rest were back here somewhere.
Because it's karaoke. This is my thing on karaoke, and I enjoy karaoke, but I'm very, you know, considerate. You know, sometimes I actually only go to karaoke with certain DJs that I know other people in there know how to sing. Because, you know, you go like to your hood bars and it's karaoke, and they, you know, yes, one of them days.
And then when you sing, they're like, who brought her? Like,
right, they like, They pissed.
They think everybody's supposed to suck.
They pissed.
Right.
Right. So then they like, oh, what a singer. So I don't want to ruin the fun. So a lot of times I keep karaoke.
Make yourself
fun.
Go last.
Yeah. But I had specific DJs that I go to where I know it's at least going to be a couple people in that can sing. So I'm like a karaoke person.
Okay.
I know that circuit. But no, I haven't thought about taking it anywhere. Honestly, and I don't know. I guess that makes me a lazy person, but I'll be waiting for stuff to fall in my lap. I do. Like, I feel
it's
like
it's
supposed to hit.
It's
it
been
will.
Falling,
I'm a divine believer of that. When it falls in my lap, that means I'm supposed to do something with it.
Except for the live show March 9th. She will not be there.
Actually, let me tell you about that gig. And it's a birthday party.
Some little kid's birthday party?
60 or 65. If she watches this, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember if it was 60 or 65. But they actually asked me to sing.
Oh,
so I'm doing the fool.
See,
double money.
I'm
going to
take my chef jacket off and I'm going to sing. It's such a special thing. Singing at special events and stuff.
I have a friend who was in the financial world, but she sang on the side. And now she does stuff like Drew Hill, Big Boy.
Really?
Like, she's all over the place. She's down in Atlanta now. Like, she's doing...
And that's what I'm saying. It takes so much time and, you know, energy out of you. And it's just like, for me, I feel like I need to pick what I need to do. I don't know if I'm not good at multitasking, but...
That was more full-time than the gig.
That's what I'm
job.
Saying. You have to have time to do that. Them folk call you. They want you there. Yep. And I just don't know... But I'm figuring a lot of stuff out about myself since my kids went to college. And that was another thing, too.
Yeah.
Once they went to school in 22. They? Yes.
They.
I have twins.
Okay.
They are 20.
How old are they?
20.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, girls?
Two girls. And they go to Alabama State and Florida Memorial.
Okay.
Shout out to them.
Nice.
But I think
hopefully
also...
Hopefully they don't watch this episode.
Yeah, having a white man talking about licking their mama's spoon.
One of them already told me, like, remember that you're a mother.
Don't be saying nothing
I said, well, I'm not drinking. She know how I am, but it's more intensified when I drink.
Oh, yeah, you remember you had the live show? You was at the live show? Getting it in.
Yeah, I was letting your head again. I mean, I'm me all the time, but you know, sometimes that, the alcoholic beverages intensify everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a long night last night, child. I said, I had to drink me some water today. I'm still good. All
right. So we have a segment on here saying, we just be saying anything.
Okay.
And usually it's just something like a random topic that we've seen on either Black Twitter or just Instagram or whatever. So since you're a singer and he's white.
Damn.
It all comes together right here. It all comes together.
I really want to know where this is going. You're a singer and he's white.
Right.
Where do you go from there?
So, people are saying that as big as Taylor Swift is, right? She was nowhere close to the height of what Britney Spears was.
I think she surpasses
it. See?
I completely think that she surpassed
They said
Britney.
The only reason why Tay Tay is big is because of social media. If she didn't have social media and had the same push.
I mean, unfortunately, that's what you can say about a lot of celebrities and or artists. Social media just changed a lot of things.
Justin
Bieber
came from social media.
Entertainment business. I mean, it's just, and people.
He had a lazy mom, though. That's what that was.
But I really feel like on a star level, Taylor Swift is like up there.
Yeah.
That's what I said. People was arguing
for
with
the white people. I feel like, take this with a grain of salt.
For the white people out there.
We got one
white listener. Don't worry about it.
No. I feel like. Like, we have, and I hate to say it, but we have, like, our Beyonce, and I feel like...
Trash.
White, no, we not gonna do
you're
that.
About to say, she in the hive, brother. You might
want to see alone. It's the way she's trash and she's where she is. Versus the beehive.
They friends. It no, would never
don't.
Be that way.
I want to see them beef.
No, you don't.
Like, go down to.
You already know. Go to they already made a movie about Beyonce.
Go to Beyonce's church and attack.
Listen, not you. You don't want that.
Not
you,
Donald Trump giving the order. You see Donald Trump over there giving the order? Listen, go to the
this
church.
This is the whatever monster insurrection it is. Go down there and attack.
I don't think y'all want to mess with the beehive for many reasons.
You don't like the beehive either.
No. It's not I don't like them. I don't like the bullying effect, and no one stops that bullying part. That's all I don't like.
Well, that like I understand you gotta blame that on social media. Because yeah, the barbs are the same way.
They are. Sticky. But Beyonce can. It's like, yo, relax.
She does nothing to stop that.
She though. Does nothing to say relax.
Well, y'all ain't say nothing when Michael Jackson had them folks falling out just by coming outside.
Well, I don't like Michael.
Another one dangling them kids over.
I don't like Michael, so exactly. It's fine.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you have, you know, artists had that effect, yeah. Right? But what I was trying to say originally.
See, the white man got upset. Because the white man got upset. I told you.
I feel like for a certain market, she's had more they white had meat in her mouth.
Who? You had more white meat in your mouth than you had dark meat.
Because you got to taste the chicken salad.
I spread the white meat.
See? Spread the love.
You've all had white meat. She just
spread the white meat all over. Like,
unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like they had... You have your market that has Taylor, and then you have your market that has Beyonce's, right? I just feel like Taylor is just... She's definitely up there. She's not an artist that I enjoy, because that's not my style.
She's a billionaire, though.
She's a cool little chick. She
that's what I'm saying. Like...
Well, I mean, neither do Britney. Yeah, y'all seen her online?
Yeah.
She ain't got no common sense. Don't fit. Yeah. Right, you can tell she's too skinny to wear, like, she got to wear boy shorts or something like that right now, like, because she's too skinny for anything. She's
ill-built, but I mean, I love me some Britney. Because I came up on that genre. But I don't even really know no Taylor Swift songs, and I know a lot of songs.
But no, see, people say that, but you know it. You just don't know that's her singing it. That's
right, because give me an example. Give me a Taylor Swift song you think I should know.
Shake 'em off. You see that you in Target. If you in Target, you know that one.
Oh, you're right.
She's platinum in Target. She's a platinum in Target.
All right, that's one. I want three.
Oh, shit.
No, you said.
I don't know.
You said she's up here, right?
Yeah, I can't help you with that one. I'm sorry.
Come on, you can't just give us the Target song. Put the phone down.
I would need a phone. I wouldn't know.
I need a phone. Hold up.
Now you got me curious.
Because.
I'm curious now.
There was one that was.
I know the Shake 'em Off. You're right.
The one when she left her boyfriend.
12 or 13, there was a hot one that everybody.
Yeah, She's like Adele. When she leaves her man, the album's crazy. Like, when she leaves Travis Kelce, this next album gonna be serious.
Oh, man.
He's a bitch.
Now she's like Adele.
Y'all know how Adele get down. Bad Blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that one was hers. I knew Shake 'em Off was hers.
Yep, Bad Blood.
I did not know that was her. Yep.
And Cardigan. Yeah, because she.
Help me sing that.
I don't know the words of Cardigan.
I'm just saying you don't have to. Because
you white.
I don't even know the song. I don't even know what Cardigan is.
It's a music video. She's literally wearing a cardigan in the entire video. I just don't know how to.
I've never even heard the song.
But yeah, there's songs like she don't have $1 billion for no reason. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there you go. The same thing. I ain't gonna keep.
She's their white Beyonce. She has
that
presence.
That's what I feel. I hate saying it like this because I don't want people to take it the wrong way.
It is.
But that's how I feel. But you know, Beyonce is just more inspiring. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe
because
you
relate to Beyonce more. That's all.
Yeah, but I don't really even know anything about Taylor. It's so weird.
How do you?
Help me out. What?
How do you relate to Beyonce? Because she's so secretive. Like, how are people fans of her?
I don't understand how people relate to any millionaire, billionaire.
Well,
because
she is not...
No, because some people tell their story.
She's a musician. Start there. She's a musician, so I don't know this young lady personally. So the only way we can relate is through her song.
Yeah. Because the only time she really came out and said something was Lemonade. Other than that, it was just songs.
Well, I feel like each Beyonce's album gives you an idea of what she was going through at that time.
Getting cheated on.
Right. Mm-hmm. The very first album, Dangerous Land, she was very much, you know, her and Jay-Z had just started.
Yeah.
Yada, it yada. Fresh, oh, my God. Honeymoon. And she was in love. I'm in love with a Sagittarius. And, you know, she was... Giving it to you. Sagittarius. She was in love, huh?
He is a Sagittarius.
Yes, like me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You toxic know, we folks. Do it the best.
The toxic people. It's okay.
We'll get to that later. She was in love, and then she had, you know, empowering, you know, albums with the Run the World and Get Me Body. She felt empowered then, right? And then you got your Lemonade. You know, Jay-Z, he must have been doing something because she didn't come out with that album for no reason. You know what I mean? And I feel like her recent album, like Renaissance, I feel like it's a full circle where she just felt like F it. I done been there, done that. I can do what I want to do. And what I want to do right now is I want to have fun. Okay. I want to give the LGBT a little something. Because one thing about her, she give every genre something. I think that's why she's
more versatile. And if you get the Alphabet Gang what they want, you going to get paid.
Listen, you're getting paid. She going to give everybody what they want. She got the black girl. She get them what they want. Your dance girl, they got what they want. She'd even do a little Shakira, a little Spanish. You get what you want. LGBT. Mm-hmm. And look what she finna do now.
Okay, I saw your post. All right, do you really like the country music?
I don't like country music. I like
hers.
I like hers because there's a difference. A lot of people are trying to compare. Oh, let K Michelle.
Yeah, K Michelle.
K Michelle walking around singing a little yodel sounding like that. I don't like the song.
Kay.
I'm being complete.
K, I love you. You know what it is. Okay.
She never coming on here. Forget K. There's only one special K here.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the difference between K Michelle. First of all, she's been yodeling and singing these covers of these country songs for years. No album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it.
Beyonce album is already hit, 329. It'd be hit at 2. Secondly, K Michelle sings R&B music one way and Beyonce sings country music another way.
Right.
Where it sounds like she's trying. Yeah. I don't like that.
Okay.
The difference is Beyonce,
it's just
she's
singing.
Still singing, but it's just too country music. The melody is country. So I like it. And it's still storytelling because that's the wonderful thing about country music is the storytelling aspect. Yeah. And just for them two songs, especially 16 Carriages, that's just my favorite already. The story that she tells, and you ask about how I can relate to it, I relate to what she's saying.
Okay.
Like having to raise yourself, and because you know mommy and daddy, they had that issue. So at a young age, I had to, you know what I mean? I had my kids.
I listened to that song twice. I missed all of that.
Oh, you got to listen. Yeah. See, that's the problem.
Okay.
With folk.
Hey.
Black and white.
So K Michelle.
But you ain't listening.
K Michelle, right? I think.
Not a fan.
I think K Michelle is not being blackballed. But she's being judged because who her mentor was. Kells was her mentor. And she was very outspoken about that in the very beginning. And I think that's where the disconnect is.
I think her downfall was she went on on reality TV.
She needed to do that, though. Because she disappeared.
Broke.
She disappeared before that.
Money.
I'm sorry. Let me fix my face because I'm on K Michelle. Y'all watching, anybody that's watching,
I got $20 for you right now, K Michelle.
$20. Yo, leave
I just don't care for her. I've never cared for her music.
Her mixtape was fire though.
No, her mixtape. No, I'm not gonna give you that. Yeah. The mixtape was fire.
Yeah.
I really her albums, enjoyed that.
Yeah. She's the like albums, fabulous. She can't do an album.
I don't like how she her I'm into voices, of course, and I'm probably a little different because I do sing. I don't like it. It doesn't feel authentic.
That's how we are about podcasts. Well, like, we listen to other podcasts.
Yeah.
We're automatically,
you're able to judge them on a different level, right? You're able to break them down differently. And for me, it just, everything feels forced. Nothing feels genuine. Nothing feels authentic. I would love to, and I believe that she has the capability to really sing well if she sung like how she, God-given, I feel like she tries.
It's
to
like
sing
the people
who
sing the
way.
National anthem. They go above and beyond.
Oh my God!
Just sing the national anthem.
Oh,
make it
I don't
sound
even
good.
Want to talk about
hey,
that.
Hey,
right?
hey, hey!
That girl belted out that national anthem last Sunday, a few Sundays ago. I wish she wouldn't have never did that.
Lupa did it, and y'all ain't saying nothing.
Whitney did it, and I ain't saying nothing.
Exactly. So sometimes extra is
Jasmine
good.
Jasmine did it, and I ain't saying nothing. Bombo. I don't mind other renditions, right?
Right.
But like you said, they be trying. Mm-hmm. Like that lady, oh, like Fergie. Why did she get out there and bolt them notes out like that? Just to...
It was a favor.
I don't never
hear Alicia Keys
out
there, voice cracking up.
Oh, and then YouTube had a nerve to edit.
Yeah, they edited it.
That's some bull. Yo, that's some... Don't edit me. Because
y'all bullshit. That's what Kells want to tell y'all. Y'all bullshit.
And, I mean, I think it is some bullshit. I feel like it's wrong because... You know, our children, if we wanted to go back on YouTube and look up her performance, that was not her genuine performance. Yeah. I'm just a genuine person across the table. If you mess your note up in the beginning, that's what it is. We're going to talk about it. You got it together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The best part is that she got it together.
I just saw T-Pain perform, and that was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, like,
I
was
shocked.
Did you
need an auto-tone or no?
Yes, like... It came on before he was ready, and it started going, and he had to try to catch up.
I wish he stopped doing auto-tone.
Because he can sing.
And then he could sing, but he didn't sing at all, nothing live. He was like, and then he was trying to catch up, and you could tell he was mumbling. And
he
should have
went right in the back, like, I'll be back, y'all. Ain't nowhere in the world.
Because you see him on Facebook and TikTok do them live renditions of things, and you're like, man, this dude, like Tennessee Whiskey. Yeah. I was like, man, this guy killed it. And I was like, I was excited. I was like,
he actually can really sing.
And then it was the worst.
Here's the thing. If you can't see, Alicia was able to catch herself up. Well, first of all, because she was playing for herself, so she was able to catch it up. He was dealing with that auto-tune and that. If I'm not able to catch it, I'm going to be like, y'all know this sound a goddamn mess, right? I'm going to be back. Y'all hold on. I'm
going
to go
in
the back. Right. I'm going to talk to somebody because I'm not finna. I can't. It just would be so difficult to me.
So
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Speaking of Alicia Keys, right? How you feel about Usher
touching all up on her?
It was a performance.
Kelly,
we're performing
don't do that.
For a podcast. If I touch up on you, how you feel?
If we're singing my boo, we got to look like you my boo.
Kelly, so if you had a partner.
It looked, my word, genuine.
So if you have a partner and they're watching this show right now and best friend just happened to start caressing your thigh, your partner's going to be fine because you're performing.
What you doing, girl?
Are we performing or not? Or are we sitting doing a podcast? That's two
podcasts, we're performing sometimes.
Performing songs. I'm just saying, what are we?
So okay, so if best friend is start singing, right, and you chime in, you don't sync up and all that.
You can't. You're,
and we
you're
start bumping and grinding while we're singing.
You had to compare two apples.
Okay, so if you and best friend singing my boo right now, right?
And I start grinding up on you out of nowhere. You
just because it's the show. I mean, my boo, all that, and your partner sees you, they're fine with that.
Probably not at the podcast. Y'all had to understand the podcast and us performing at the Super Bowl was two different things.
Yeah, I know. Like even when they 80 made the billion video, people saw us getting rubbed up on.
But it was a performance.
But
they
see,
looked like they
I think
love.
This is the difference. So if you're making a music video, it's coerced and rehearsed, right? So I'm going to come over to you, put my arm around you, I'm going to do all these things. Super Bowl, I think that was just on the whim.
Usher is a menace.
I think
That's what it is.
I mean, Usher is a menace, but I honestly don't feel like, I feel like because of the circumstances. Of course, if I'm just doing karaoke.
Because you saw the video
I'm not
going to
let a stranger be up on me talking about my boo.
It was him and Nicki, right? Where he was like, he was bumping up on Nicki and then got up and slapped her ass. And she was.
Yeah, that was wild. When he was on the guitar.
And I would have smacked him back because that's out of hand.
Yeah, see?
But I'm just saying, I just don't see, I didn't see anything wrong with the performance.
Okay.
Because it was a per. for Nets. They were perfect.
I agree.
Right.
I think he's. I didn't see anything about him.
You're not going to go to the karaoke and tell him my boo, and then you're going to get that back. And you're not going
to know. Your boo going to throw a bottle at him.
Her hand's big as I don't know what. I didn't even realize it. And then it's going to be, And my man, he's already pissed. Fight.
Wait till you get to
him. He can't fight for yourself.
Baby, come get, never mind. No, I got him.
Sight. But that's the problem with having a man that can't fight. Because what if something happened?
Now you can't even go out the karaoke.
I would be like, boo, leave him alone. He was just playing. Because I don't want to, it's always going to be the fear in the back of my mind that he going to
if I know your man can't fight,
right. Like, it's
I'm
okay.
A man that's going to bump up on you while you're doing karaoke. Be like, and I dare you, man.
And that's the risk that you take if you stay with somebody that has probably gotten beat up, you know.
Look at that, full circle, like, people. You see this?
Everything is always good. Yeah, I like full circle stuff because that's the number of risks you run. Like,
right.
I'm not even going to want him to say nothing to nobody. I'm going to be, it might even be a little guy, scrawny guy who looked physically like he might can beat, but I'm going to be so scared that it might happen again. I'm going to have that, what is it, trauma.
Yeah. He traumatized, yeah.
I'm traumatized.
Battered woman syndrome. Like, she going to think about that every
time.
So
that's why I know it wouldn't work for me ultimately.
So he'll tense up, start raising up. You'll be like,
please stop. Come on, if you can't throw that guy around,
you can't throw me around in the bedroom either. So, like,
it's going give. Like, it could be a bad night. You didn't finish quick. That's because.
That's why your ass nut in 2 seconds because you can't fight.
I'm be saying mad shit to you
all the time. Your ass got off work late today because you can't fight. You ain't saying nothing to your boss.
You have given the most honest answer to that question. I appreciate you.
You let that dude root you at McDonald's because you can't fight.
It's going to be in the back of my mind. So it's like he can't do anything but just be perfect because anytime something happened. Like, what you gonna get your ass beat?
You think you can fight?
don't get mad.
You gonna put your hands at me, but you let him beat you up?
You brave with me, but you ain't brave with them guys out on the street.
You can't fight. We not in no rush. We ain't got to say nothing.
As a partner, I don't even feel like my partner deserved it because I know me. I would be going in. He couldn't do nothing. Imagine, so you couldn't get sweet and sour? So you know they was gonna beat you up?
You got any siblings?
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. She passed away, y'all.
Sorry.
So I'm like the only child.
Mine too. But like, if you had a brother, you'd be like, man, your boyfriend's a bitch. Like, you're still
going to
drag him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, y'all don't know him.
Good guys don't fight like that.
You know what I mean? Everything is not always about fighting.
It is. Your mom and dad. You be at dinner with your dad. Your dad's like, so what you do for a living? We know it ain't fighting.
Right. Hey, yo. Everything, the joke is just going
to
be.
Always going to come back to him.
Don't let my family. I already know. You can't let my family know.
You can't let my family know either.
With that picture of Snicker Dog.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Thanksgiving. He's going to bump into him for no reason.
You
like,
guy coming over for.
Right. Ass. No, I'm sorry. Why did y'all get me riled up back to that question?
Can you
I start thinking about stuff. Because y'all say, well, what if your spouse was watching? And I start thinking, like, what if my spouse was that same spouse that got beat up?
That's the first question now. Next guy I talk to her, like, can you fight? We got to get this out of the way, period. Like, are you a fighter?
That's the number one thing on the application. When you sit down, hey, my name's Special K. Can you fight?
Yo, we got to do that speed dating thing. We really got to do that.
Put her on.
That would be so dope. We've
been talking about doing it for a long time.
I don't know if I would particularly meet anybody on
that. Yeah, just have fun.
You know, the dating pool, y'all.
He going to be in there, too.
Bless your hearts. Everybody that has somebody, keep them. Work on your relationship. Keep what you can keep.
Fuck them relationships.
Unless he can't fight. But keep them other than that. because it's bad, it's never been that bad.
And your girl knows it. She's pushing your buttons all the time now. She's like, man.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Fight that laundry up in the washer for me. Why don't you do that?
It's gonna be bad. And I don't feel like a partner deserves that. But
Now they gotta go and meet somebody that don't even know them, live in another state, like down West Virginia. Be like,
they gonna have to go here. And long as it ain't on Instagram or nothing like that. Because you know, you got social media. If that happened out in the public, that's on Baltimore Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know
that.
They say that Baltimore Raw. Page.
Only Baltimore 410, all that.
Baltimore humor. You gonna get a humor guy on that.
Alleged boyfriend gets beat up in downtown club.
West Baltimore, man? Got his ass whooped.
Looked like he couldn't fight his whole life. Like, he ain't never been in a fight a day in his life.
His girl just jumped in the car and left his ass there.
Right. So do you pick him up? Like, when he's on the ground? Like, what do you do? Do you let him, like, stagger back to you, get up on his own? People watching you?
I mean, out of compassion, Damn. I would probably go
that's probably
there.
A chicken. That's chicken salad order right there.
No.
That's her. That's her boo. Her
that's the non-fighter.
You talking about you ain't got no man? I'm right here listening.
Yeah, no, I mean, out of compassion, I would be like, come on, get up.
You embarrassing me out here. Look, all these people looking at me.
Do you need to go to urgent care or you good?
Yeah. But like, look, there's somebody, oh, let me fix my hair. Somebody filming, I got to fix my hair right
that's
now.
That's crazy. All right, best friend.
you go for this one. I'm going to save the two for
okay.
This is hilarious.
Cool.
Since she doesn't have a spouse, they both retain to her, so I don't want to give up.
Okay, all right, cool. So,
But I mean, I've been in relationships.
She has been in relationships.
Relations or relationships?
Both.
Nothing wrong with relations.
All types of ships. Relations, relationships, situationships, and just
situationships.
Ships.
Situationships.
Okay. Situationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Never mind.
Wait, what was it on?
Yeah, nah, I had a...
What was it on?
It was a question. I was trying to formulate it. I couldn't formulate it.
George.
Yeah. Hey.
Now George.
Yeah. So.
now George.
Yes.
He was embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, a little bit. So.
Dang.
Ass eating.
Oh.
That's the next question that was in my head. I don't know why.
So he ain't embarrassed to ask you if you'd like to receive, give or receive is basically what he's going to say.
Yeah, that's what it
well,
is.
Well, okay. I was going to see what was, you know,
yeah,
the follow-up.
Yeah, so do you, if a man asks you to.
Not if he can't fight.
If he can fight, you're secure in the relationship, he asks you, you know, some booty play for him. How do you feel about that?
Look, you see her face, her mouth, her puck, she puckered up.
Baltimore came out real quick.
You see my face.
We got it on camera. She puckered up.
That's something I'm working on is the faces that I make.
I thought you meant booty eating.
No.
She got kids watching, remember.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's you're okay. Still a mother. They can hear that. Yeah. They can hear my opinion on that.
Like a finger, you know, I mean,
I'm not
anything.
Gonna do it.
You're not gonna do it? Okay.
The gooches is I feel like that's as far as it needs to go.
Shout out to the gooch.
I feel like that's as far as it needs to go. And okay. Here's the thing. I don't need that done to me. Like, if okay. It's like, oh, well, I gonna do you then. Okay. First of all, a man, once he asks me for something like that, I'm going once again look at you differently.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like you should desire stimulation down there. But especially penetration. That
okay.
Thing and stuff,
you do realize that's where the G-spot
that's
is.
That's where the G-spot. We all know. Right? Blah, blah, blah. I ain't dealing
so
with
do
it.
You think that... So let's be honest here. You know?
Of course. That's all
so
we can
do you
make.
Think that if a man asks for that there may be a little sugar in his tank? Or
yeah. I feel like if they ask for it, it's probably been done to them before. Wanted or unwanted. I feel like they've been stimulated in that area, whether it was through molestation, them experimenting in college, or whatever the case may be. I feel like
good thing I didn't go to college.
I did go to college.
So, it could be the army or experimenting in the army because you know how they
get
down.
Yeah, the army.
I ain't get on that, but I feel like there was stimulation in that area at one point.
So we losing all the people.
So they know what it feels like. So they want, they desire to feel that again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, and I know they say it all the time, that's where that G-spot is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you just get nuts, and maybe you just don't get G-spots. And I'm sorry, that's just a
but you know what they say,
to make
what people say,
right? In a relationship with me.
We're, like, everybody has a little of both in them. Like, they think
that's
about it.
That's cute and all.
I'm just saying what the people say.
I don't know what people are saying that.
A lot of people are. A lot of people say, like, you know, a man... Because a man can only make a man feel the best and vice versa. The same sex makes... That's the best sex. That's the word.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Because they know the route. They know how...
They know them. I mean, if that makes sense.
Makes sense, but is that are you getting down there?
No. I've already made that clear. I don't desire
you don't
and
do that.
I will look at you in a way where I would wonder if you need some sort of healing, counseling...
So if a man say,
or another man.
So if a man say, lick it, you going to pray for him and like, have him go
no,
by
no,
the
not
business?
Even a man. So let's say a woman comes up and like, look, I can please you better than your man that can't fight can please you.
And she knocks somebody out in front of you.
That's not my desire.
Okay, that's good. See, that's a good answer. Like, look, nothing against with what you like. Yeah. That's just not my desire. That's not my desire.
That's what I'm saying. Because I know I've heard that about the G-spot being in the anal for the men. And I just, I feel so bad.
I don't think it's there. I think it's just...
You think people are just saying that?
Yeah, I think it's just unfamiliar. So
I feel like it may be some sort of spot in there. I don't know if it's per se the G spot.
That's how Nephew got here.
You know.
Hey, yo. Leave my son G spot. Leave my son alone.
Really?
My son did not get here because of that.
Son did not deserve that. But I mean, if that's where he's at, I don't know why God would do something like that. But if that's where
he was fucking with us, he was like, this is what you get. I'm going to put that shit where nobody can get to it. And if they do.
But they've been getting to it. And that's the thing. But I'm not going to get to it. I know that's a big thing now these days with the pegging and things like that. And I remember not knowing what pegging is.
Right, I'm going to say, you know what pegging is? Girl, what you into?
I found it out because I get tired of hearing about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh!
Yeah,
and this is her. And she's in church like, whoa, Lord, please forgive me. I didn't mean to pull that up on church Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah. I did not mean to type in pegging.
The pastor up there like, look, we checked our web browsing history and somebody in here is looking at the wrong stuff on Wi-Fi.
I can't do that on the Wi-Fi. Lord knows. Because it's just minor. I just feel like as human beings, we have the right to... indulge
like
in
what you like.
We want to indulge in. Yeah. I'll indulge in quite a few things, but that's just not something I indulge in. And like I said, it don't even have to be done to me if that's how you feel. You know,
yeah.
I know where I get
my
pleasure from. It
ain't a tit for tat, you know. Like,
yeah, don't hold that against me. Right. I mean, it doesn't mean you know what I mean, but I can barely get down with the anal. Lord have mercy.
Barely. She said, she didn't say not. She said barely.
Well.
Girl, cut that part out so her kids don't see that.
Yeah, I want to make sure they won't watch. I can barely
get down with it. That's why there's no more siblings.
And I know some people really enjoy it. That's why I said I don't judge people.
A lot of men ask for pegging.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I had to look it up. Because I was like, no.
Disclaimer. We'll put it on the bottom of the screen. I have never asked.
I said a lot of men. No, I've not been. No.
He said, he said 50% of men. If it ain't me,
he's using them fingers. I don't even. Look.
He know he used both like this. No, in and out.
No. No pegging over here. I'm good.
Pause.
Yeah.
We're going to ask the next guest about that.
Yeah,
some about the fingers in and out. I don't like all of that.
No. Yeah, but yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, like I said, to each his own. That's just not. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so much you can do with regular, you know, sex that we've already been doing for hundreds of years.
Like,
why
y'all
gotta be so freaky?
I've had quote unquote regular sex
here we go.
It was super hot and intense. Like, I thought I was having a heart attack. I was like, man.
Yeah. Me too. Woo,
I'm sweating a bullet, and we didn't have to go nothing crazy.
And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like if you can get that sort of pleasure, which you can, from quote unquote regular sex, why y'all got to be the freakiest and
because
the nastiest and all of that?
I think where you get a lot of that from when you're like, I think that's when the true intimate part of like the mental connection,
intimacy,
and that's the thing. Most people are just
because when you don't have that, you gotta get
sex,
the physical.
And that's the problem. Y'all out here just having sex, so that's why you want. You know, the kinkiest and the nastiest, and you want to go to the next level and you want to do something different because you're constantly desiring something different because you're not content in a situation.
So
but
you
once
go
you're
from
in a situation,
her tongue, her finger, her peg, and now that's boring to you.
Yeah,
now you
gotta
go. Now you gotta go to Pablo. You done moved up and graduated.
So now,
I'm just saying, why do y'all have to do so much? I feel the same way with drugs. Like, why y'all gotta be so goddamn high?
Because
you know what I mean.
That's why it gets like in like especially never. Like, I know family experience. Like, you start off the little stuff and it does nothing else no more. Then you gotta
that's
go higher. Right. And then you go to the peg boss.
God damn.
Hey, yo.
I need him to stop.
But yeah, like, I don't know.
Because here's the thing. Will you, okay, let's say we start the pegging, right?
Yeah.
So we're going up levels and levels and levels.
Then you get
you
the latex.
You say you try anything once.
You do the latex.
Well, let's just say I lied. Now we'll try that.
Yeah, they do the latex, the balls, then they do the
Wait a minute, what you been on Google?
Real sex? Back in the day.
Oh, real okay.
Then they had like the vacuum joint when you like in the air.
What?
Yeah, I saw in the vacuum. They suck they put you in a bag and suck the air out of
like you be doing clothes when you go on trips.
Why are you doing what you doing in there?
So, asphyxiation.
Yeah, and then they be feeling on them and then sensation of the touching and all that.
Okay.
Google that when you
Fix your face, Kelly.
I'm sorry. Y'all gotta bear with me because I just feel like at 38 years old, there's so much I still don't know. And I'm like, am I behind? I mean, what have I missed?
No. So this is what it is, right?
Earlier, but
they do the freaky stuff with other people. The people at home get the same 3-4 positions, and that's it.
Wait a minute, but I don't want 3 or 4 at home. I
right, but that's what it is, though. And that's what happens. And then they go out into the world.
Why can't we be home and really make the best out of this thing?
And break some furniture into something.
Yeah, okay. It's our furniture. Right? Let's go break right. it, get some more, do something and spray it down or something. I don't understand why we just can't reach higher levels within mm-hmm. our relationship.
Well, I got a shovel apple in my mouth because and kill me.
If we done did the gooch, we done excelled to this level, then we done went to the next level, and they want pegging, right? And then they get used to the pegging. What I'm going to have to bring my homeboy over
exactly.
Now? Exactly. What do you want?
The peg boss.
What you mean the peg boss? Don't be pointing at me.
Peg boss right here. Peg bay.
I'm just saying.
The peg bay.
What more can I give? I'm running out at this point. Because right. now I'm feeling
and
like
next
I'm
thing you know,
not
you're
good
cut
enough.
Out. Because yeah.
That's
not,
what I'm saying.
You're done.
Once
you're gone.
I'm already cut out at the peg. And this is not
you,
something
and
that I can
dinner,
do for you
and your man
naturally.
That can't fight is
and then,
your homeboy.
And then that's when they do the polyamory and all that. They bring the
that's
extra.
That's what I'm saying. If we're going to those levels, then me as a woman as a whole and what I have to offer is just not enough. And I don't think that this mm-hmm. is going to work. Because no, I'm not. We're not going out looking for no guy for you. Because you're tied to the pegging and now you're all loose as a goose back right. there. Now you need something deep.
Booty whistling in this sound, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not shoving.
Now you know
I'm
he can't fight. Now it's booty whistling.
That's probably why he got, right. That's why he got knocked out because somebody was like, hey, booty whistler.
Right. He always worried about the booty whistling. He ain't worried about nothing else.
Right. He knew something I didn't know.
Right.
That's why he knocked his
Like, you're like, what, oh, you with her now, huh? Where was you at yesterday?
That's probably where that might stem from. Because there's a lot happening out here, y'all. I'm just starting to, like I said, my 30, what I say I was 38, sometimes I forget.
It's fine.
Them years, I'm finding out some things.
Hey, yo.
And folk is doing some things, and I'm just trying to understand when did we get to that level in life where you have so many DL guys like mm-hmm. that? What is happening? What happened to y'all? What did y'all not get canceling for or something like that? Because I don't understand. It's really not much left out there. And that's why I feel like the dating pool is just...
trash.
Yeah, everybody's so goddamn greedy.
Yeah, yeah.
God dang.
Well.
Well,
Kelly.
Did you have another question?
No, that was it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank y'all for having
this
me.
This was fun. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You guys can
tied
find
up,
me.
Right?
It's tangled up. No. no, my IG is Special Kel. It was open. It was private now. I might open it, but
she opened them DMs.
See?
No. You know, sometimes you gotta close your page down a little bit. You know when your page opens.
If you can fight and like your gooch touched.
Look, he said if you can fight.
But you got to know how to fight. You can't get a gooch stuck without the fight.
You got to know how to, two-piece somebody real quick if need be. I will do it, but I shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Special Kel. Business page is Kel's Kitchen. Expect great things. You guys will hear this mm-hmm. name again.
Uh-huh.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Best of both worlds right here, y'all.
Chocolate vanilla swirl.
Everybody keeps.
Ooh,
everybody.
That was always my favorite. I always wanted the swirl.
See? Gooch, gooch.
Wait a minute.
Look, he like rewind. What happened?
We went to Southwestern. We know how to fight.
I went there 1 year.
There you go, T.
See?
I grew up in Emerson Village, period.
Of course.
I grew up in Irvington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dwell.
Yeah, I grew up in West Side Shopping Center.
He sure did.
What was you doing down there?
Right behind the shopping
Fighting.
Center. He was the only one out there.
Had to.
Yep. That's where I grew up.
But, best friend, you got anything for the people?
Don't get pegged.
There you go. And remember, you're not a hoe. They're just hating because you're having fun. And you're not trash. You're somebody's treasure. And until next time, we out of here. And that's Word to Mundo.
Peace.